Hello?
Hey, I'm speaking with Jean.
Speaking.
Hi, Jean, this is Bhakshmi Anderson. Hello?
Wait a minute. Yeah, this is who from where?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Patrick Anderson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. You are assigned project manager.
You're an assigned what kind of manager?
Project manager, assigned project manager for the book. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers.
You're calling me from Penguin Book Writers.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you. Okay, what can I do for you?
Jean, we are in discussion with you regarding the publication form. If you remember that we are under touch on the email.
Correct.
Yeah, so you told me that there is something that we need to discuss. So there's a reason I just
Yeah,
talked.
I need some clarification because okay. Give me a minute, I have to go up to my office. So hang on.
Sure.
I believe I spoke to someone by the name of Josh, and he and I worked through that entire publication package. And I mailed it off to him. And then I got a note from Patrick, and he said that I was missing something in the
Exactly.
back. So hang on a minute. Let me put earpieces in so I can do three things at the same time. Hang on. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, all right, let me get my papers here. Okay, so what am I missing on this publication package? You have it in front of
Yes, I do have in front of me, and I believe that everything you have filled out very nicely. But just one last thing, if you can just scroll down, if you can see into the last, there is mention over there the publication account information. Can you see?
That's what I didn't understand. Correct.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me get to that page. And I'm not on my computer. It's a long story, but suffice to say, I'm not. But I have the paperwork in front of me. So,
Okay. Let me just
okay.
explain you that. I would like to draw your attention to the last column, which remains blank. In this column, we require the credential of your Amazon purchasing account to proceed with making your book live, as I believe that you already have your Amazon account. So we
I
just
do.
need, yeah. So, Britt, I just have one quick question for you. I think you are two authors. You have mentioned the email address of two authors. The purpose of this
Right.
Amazon. Yeah, let me just explain you. The purpose of this Amazon account that we're gonna make the book live, okay, by the account. For example, if you're gonna share your account, then we're gonna go through your account and then we're gonna log into your account. You will receive one-time password on your phone, and you will share that password with us, and then we're gonna go and make your book live. Okay? We will set up the account for the validity setup. And then everything will gonna be live, and then we will make your book live. But you just need to tell me one thing: are you going to provide your account or the other code or Vanessa? So do you just have
Well,
to.
therein is the question I have. If I just do my account, which is already established,
Exactly.
then that's the easiest thing to do. Co-author, we're trying to do everything 50-50. So what you need to explain to me is, if this goes on my account, how do we individually purchase author's copies so we can sell them on our own? And how do we get credit for the people who go to Amazon and
Purchase
order
it.
it that way? Right. So we're just trying to split it as fairly as possible between the two of us. And I didn't know when we got to that point what you needed.
Exactly. So you know what, if you remember that we already discussed this before, that what we have to do, for example, there are two options that I suggest to you. Either you guys can be on the same page that if you're going to share your credential, because you already told me that your account is already set up. For example, if you're going to take Venice account, so obviously we have to go through from the scratch, and it takes time. And there's a reason that if your account is already created, so we just need to go to your account and make your book live. You don't need to do that much hard work, and it won't take even that much time. For example, if you provide me credentials today, so by the Monday, we're going to make your book live, and then Amazon will take around 48 to 72 hours to make a book in review, and then they will publish the book. So this is the reason. Now comes to the point towards the royalty. For example, if you are going to share me your account, then the royalties will directly come in your account. Then you guys have to decide mutually that whatever the sales will be, you do have the right, then you will be deciding that we're going to divide the sales amongst you. This is the reason it will work, because if we keep Amazon cannot keep 2% details on their account. We just have to provide 1% details, 1% bank account.
Okay. Let me repeat back what I just heard you say to make sure that on the same page you are, actually. So Amazon can only do 1% on the account, or one account, if you will. Okay. So what we have to do, well, the co-author and I, we have to be comfortable with each other so that when books are purchased through Amazon and the royalties come to me on my account, that I would then give her the 50%.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Exactly. And you know what? You can even have the evidence by showing to her that you're going to receive an email. For example, if I'm going to purchase your book, then you will get a notification, intimation
right.
on your email. So you can you can have all the documents on your email that, for example, 20% are going to purchase the book in this month, so that you can have all the data through your email, and you can have all the information through your Amazon account. So even, for example, you know what, as being a human being, sometimes it happens that there must be a trust issue or something, but I totally understand you guys do have a good understanding both in between. So you just need to show that, for example, if the sale is around 50 books, you just need to show her that in this month we got 50% sales, and then you guys have to decide it mutually.
Okay. Now, again, only because this is the way I think. So let me repeat back. So let's say that this month we sell on Amazon 50 books.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into my account, and it shows the amount of the royalties that
mm-hmm.
are then directly into my account, and it's
exactly.
my responsibility to split them in half to give her half.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
True. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. It's your
okay.
responsibility. Then you have to manage everything. For whatever the books are selling, if you're getting, for example, in the month you're getting money for $1,000, right? So you both have to split
right.
for $500. This reason.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
we cannot.
Right.
Even Amazon has a criteria; they cannot keep 2% accounts. This reason you can even go and
got
same
it.
Goes for
okay.
the Barnes and Noble.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm writing notes here.
Sure.
Can't keep a 2% account. Okay. Okay.
Can you please let
me know? Now, let me ask this.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Suppose somebody goes to Barnes & Noble and buys it there. How does that get – does that go into Penguin Publishing stuff? Or how do we know what Barnes & Noble? See, I've never had to do that.
See, once we're going to upload the books in the Barnes & Noble, then we're going to set up your account. For example, you do have a Barnes & Noble account, by the way?
No.
Okay, so what we're going to do that we're going to create your account on Barnes & Noble, right?
Okay.
We will set up each and everything over there. And Barnes & Noble has a criteria that it will take around 10 to 12 business days to set up and to get a notification from Barnes & Noble that your account is live. So that once your account will be live, we're going to publish a book over there, and then all the royalties will go directly in your account.
And you're going to do the Barnes & Noble account. You're going to create that.
Obviously, we're
yes.
going to create this, yes, because it is
okay.
in your package.
Okay.
We're going to take care of this. Even for
we'll
this,
see.
You have to ask your co-author that whatever is suitable between you guys, either she want to create the Barnes & Noble account or either you want to create. Whatever you guys
right.
decide,
okay.
you just have to let me know.
Okay, fine. Now, how do we, as individual people, so I'm an author, she's an author,
right.
I want to purchase I want to purchase 20 books right now for me. Do I get a discount on the price of the book because the author is buying it? It's an author's discount. Do I get that?
No. There's something policy like this. Whatever the price you're going to put, you will just get all into the same price. There will be no discount for you because there's no policy
like
this.
I have to buy it at the same price everybody else buys it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I never had to do that before. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Because for Amazon, every person is the same. So that's the reason.
Okay. See, with my Amazon account, and I'm with Kindle Publishing, which is the Amazon thing.
Exactly.
And so I, if I'm going to buy the book, let's say the book is $10,
mm-hmm.
I buy the book for $3.
Mm-hmm.
That's my author discount, and then I can sell it for whatever I want.
Exactly.
But you're saying you guys don't do that.
Exactly, because for example, the price that did you mention the price in the publication form?
That was one of those things. I think it was Josh who helped me go through this.
Okay.
And there are lots of stuff he said was, you know what? He said, we'll take care of that. And I'm looking at my pages here.
Yes, I'm seeing that. Okay, sales price.
Okay. What did we say for the sales price?
Sales price. For example, if you have three formats, the paperback, ebook, and hardcover, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So let me
No hardcover. We're not creating any hardcover. Only paperback.
Only paperback and the
ebook.
Okay.
Right.
So do you have anything in your mind that what price are you going to put for the ebook? Because what normally the standard price for the ebook is around, it lies between the $14 in between the $14 to $16. So normally we suggest to author that to go for the $14.99, that this will be around $15. So do you have something in your mind? Because obviously it's your book. If you're going to come up with a suggestion, so we're going to take care of this and we will put it over there. Do you have something in your mind?
My previous book, in fact, I have a book event tomorrow, so I was just going through the prices. The most recent book is $14.95. So I think that works.
We can make it to $14.95. And what about the ebook?
Okay. What's the average price for an ebook? I don't know.
For the ebook, the average price is starting from $9 and to $9 in between to $10.
Well, can we make it even? Like $10?
We can make it. Yeah, we can make to $10 and it will look good. So we can finalize to $10 and $14.95 for the paperback.
Okay, wait a minute. $10 for the ebook.
E-book.
And $14.95 for the other. Okay. All right, let's do that then.
That's great.
Okay.
And if you need, by the way, are you planning to have the printed copy? For example, if you want us that you need a printing copy or something. By the way, I can see that in your package, we're going to have to send you an author's copy for you. Let me just see.
That's correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, there is one printed proof copy, one printed author's copy, but what I can do best for you, I'm going to share two author's copy. One is for you and one is for your co-author.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. And if you love the quality of the book, so you do have option that if you're going to place the order for more copies in future, if you like it, it's your call. So we're going to share the cost and everything with you later down the road.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll manage. She's never done this before. This is book number 5, I think, for me. But I've always worked with either Amazon directly, KDP Publishing, or I've worked with iUniverse.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never gotten involved in this nitty-gritty, you know, the details here. iUniverse handles it all. So this has been new. Okay, let's talk about timing. When can we expect, for example, author copies?
Author's copies for you?
Yeah.
the two author copy that we just discussed?
Correct.
Okay, so for example, if you provide me, if you give me heads up for today that you can go and publish book by your Amazon account, so I'm going to inform my team. Okay, so they're going to publish it, and Amazon will take around 48 to 72 hours to take the book into review, and once Amazon it sent you an email that your book is live, then we can easily place order for the printing. And it will take around hardly 10 to 12 business days because you know what, right now, Christmas is near, Thanksgiving is near, and we have bulk of order. And that's the reason the company gives priority to the bulk of order instead of the short order. That's the reason. But what I can do best for you, I'm going to push my printing department to just because we just only need to release only two copies of for you. So I will make sure that once I receive the notification from publication department that books are live in the market, so that we can directly place order to the.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And then we can directly place order to my printing department. But tell me one thing. For that purpose, I'm going to share the one printing form with you. In printing form, you just need to share the shipment detail. So you just have to share the shipment detail. Either you want at your home or your co-author want at her home, or you just guys want separately. Either?
No, just send them both to me. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to share the form with you. So you're going to share your shipment details. For example, you just need to share your home address. And then once I have the address, then we can easily share with my team for the printing department so they can easily release the shipment at your doorstep. I will let you know by the timeline that what exactly they're going to share with me. But first, we have to finalize this thing, that is the publication process. So should we move forward with your account? Or are you going to discuss with your co-author?
No. We'll just do mine. It's easier. Okay. So you need my account with Amazon is under kdp.amazon.com.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Then when we've got that. Okay.
Okay. So I'm deleting your co-author email address. That is when I'm removing her email address from the form. For the sake, because I just only need your email address. And
to make it simpler.
Yes, exactly.
Let's keep it simple.
To have. No worries. And then you just, or do one thing, if you can drop me down email by sharing the credential of your Amazon KDP account, so it will be easy for me to take this option and directly share to my team. Whatever is best suitable for you.
Oh, you want that now. Of course you want that now. Can I give it to you over the phone? I'll tell you why. My computer is not hooked up.
Yeah, okay. Please let
me
know.
So let me give it to you over the phone. Okay, so it's kdp.amazon.com.
KDP. All and in capitals?
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry?
It does not matter either way.
Okay.
They don't have to be capitals.
Okay, come again. Can you just repeat it once again? KDP?
kdp.amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Okay. And your email address is?
JTM.
Okay.
5193.
At yahoo.com. Okay. Let me just repeat this again. It's JTM 5193@yahoo.com. And the password is kdp.amazon.com.
Oh, no, that's not the password. No, if you want the – no, that's my account. Oh. It's the KDP's account. I'm going to give you
– No worries. Okay, just let me know the password.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to give you my password now, all right?
Okay.
All right, here's the password. M is in mother. Y.
M Y
G R U B as in boy E and the number
can
one.
Can you just repeat it again? I just lost you. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's okay. M Y
Yep.
G R
G R
U
U
B as in boy.
B.
E-E. That's right. Two E's. E-E. And the number one.
Number one. Okay, I'm repeating with you. It's MYGRUBEE. And a number is one. Okay?
Correct.
And the date of birth, I have two date of birth. One is 2-1-1947, and the other one is 10-4-1966. So what should I keep it, and what should I remove? What is your date of birth?
Oh, the 2-1-47 is me, but you can make me as young as you like. You can change the date.
I can.
No,
I love
but my birth date is 2-1-47. Okay.
That's great. So your birth is near.
Okay.
Okay. Sound amazing. So, okay, just let's make it simple. I'll make it to 2-1-9-4-1-9-4-7. That's great. So, yeah, we have everything
okay.
Finalized. And now I'm just showing, let me just check it again. And, yep, you did a great job by filling this form. Everything is here.
I really thought I had, with Josh, I thought I had everything in order. Until I got that email from Patrick. And I've been away for a week, so that didn't help either.
You know what? Vanessa chipped into the email, and I was just having some words with her. And I just received a couple of emails with her, some of the changes related to, maybe you were aware of this.
Yeah.
Okay,
the problem I've had is just when we've got everything finalized, she changes one more thing.
Exactly.
It's driving me crazy. And I told her to stop changing. It will be fine.
You know what? Because we both were on the same track, and then she comes up, and obviously maybe she just recognized some of the changes. And I figured out the thing, and then I move forward to my team to please make the changes. Because we guys were on the same track, but no worries, it happened. No worries. I truly respect of this. Well,
good.
Yeah. So, just good to go, and then I will be sharing the form with my team, and then I will let you know regarding the publication. All right, I'm going to share an email. Whatever the remarks I'm going to have from the publication department, I will let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. I am
looking forward desperately to having this in my hands. Trust me. I've got other work that I have to do.
Yes, for sure. And one last thing, I am sharing the printing form with you. You have to share me the full shipment details. Okay, so I'm just only sharing with you, not with Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's great.
Yeah. No, please. Yes, because then, just send
okay.
it.
That's great.
Okay.
So I'm just sending you. And you can take care of yourself, and then we'll be in touch.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to having this in my hands.
For sure. I'm here to help you out. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.